Great Minds Collaborate and Doctor Who Roams Harwell. Just 4 more stops to reach your destination. And here we will share with you how Harwell helps keep us safe, from looking at new generation antibiotics to protecting the nation's health. Where the arrow is pointing, you may glimpse the recently expanded research complex at Harwell, RCAH, which was founded in 2006 and sits beside the donut-shaped, diamond-like source facility. Research Complex is a centre for cutting-edge scientific research, supporting more than 200 scientists from over 25 UK universities and companies. Research Complex works closely with the other large-scale facilities at Harwell, and its mission is to bring together teams from universities and industry under one roof to work together to achieve outstanding science. It is the home of several key facilities, including the Central Laser Facilities and Harwell XPS, Advanced Spectroscopy, providing specialist equipment for academia and industry to use, which means that researchers can achieve quality results very quickly. Examples of fusing different science disciplines together to achieve amazing science include the production of electric cars and aircraft, generating environmentally friendly gases, developing smart windows that create electricity from sunlight, and finding effective new treatments to fight infectious diseases using special imaging equipment to examining anything from a person's lung to their tiniest cells in incredible detail. A mix of research hubs, individual groups, and facilities extend across the physical and life sciences, covering energy materials, advanced manufacturing, catalysis, structural and molecular biology, and cross-cutting new imaging technologies. Bringing these scientific disciplines together, the research complex is improving our everyday lives through world-changing science. You will also be able to see the UK Health Security Agency, UKHSA, from here, formerly known as Public Health England, and before that the Health Protection Agency, that oversees the protection of health from chemical, radiation, and environmental hazards in the UK. When it opened in the early 1970s, it was the National Radiological Protection Board, NRPB, and in 2006, PHE assisted in diagnosing how Alexander Litvinenko was fatally poisoned with polonium-210 in a London hotel bar, and identifying other locations contaminated with polonium, a story that sensationally hit the world's news headlines. Later, the Health Protection Agency was formed, and chemical hazards were added to their remit, and subsequently, this extended to wider environmental hazards, such as the health impacts of flooding, extreme heat and cold, and climate change. Important work includes air pollution monitoring and effects, and how it impacts on the population, as well as research into the health effects of chemicals and radiation. Radiation and chemicals are an essential element in everyday life, in the home, industry, and medicine. UKHSA aims to ensure that their use is safe. The HPA consider radiation of all types, from X-rays used in medicine to ultraviolet light and electromagnetic fields used for mobile phones. The range of potential chemical hazards is broad. As one thankfully rare example, they assisted with the public health response to the Salisbury Novichok poisonings. They have worked with others at Harwell to develop mobile phone apps to provide information on safe levels of sun exposure and to develop new methods to assess radiation doses in those exposed. Many staff also assisted with the response to the 2020 COVID-19 pandemic. In 1975, the PHE building was used to film a series of Doctor Who, The Android Invasion, where Tom Baker was the incumbent doctor, and the androids were let loose inside the building to do their worst.